Watch, Joe Rogan convinces Jackass star Steve-O men can't transition into women. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 5, 2026. Joe Rogan convinced Steve-O that men do not belong in women's restrooms during a discussion about transgenderism on Wednesday's episode of The Joe Rogan Experience. "You make a very, very good point," the Jackass star admitted, adding, "All right, you've convinced me." The conversation began after Steve-O recalled meeting a transgender person who he said described to me a level of oppression that genuinely fucking broke my heart. Noting that the trans individual said they were not allowed to use the bathroom at their work. Watch below. That's not true. They're just not allowed to use the bathroom that doesn't align with their biological sex, Rogan replied. The podcast host continued. "I genuinely think there's people that feel like they are in the wrong biological sex. But there's also people that are fucking perverts. And they have a thing called autogynephilia. And what that is they get a turn on by pretending to be a woman. They get excited by it, and they want to be around women, and they're creeps. So, you give them a fucking Willy Wonka golden ticket to go into the women's locker room and the women's bathroom to stare at women and pretend you're a woman, when you're just a crazy man. I don't doubt that that's real, and I know that it's a super complex, nuanced thing," Steve-O responded. Rogan added, "But here's what's not complex, what is your chromosomes? This is the same thing for competing. All these fucking mental gymnastics that seemingly intelligent people do to justify biological males competing with females." "Right," Steve-O said. Rogan elaborated. "Especially speaking as a man who has daughters, there are creeps. And if you give a creep, and I'm not saying all trans people are creeps, but a lot of these fucking people that are in trouble for going into women's bathrooms dressed as a woman with a fucking beard and a hard on, are just that. They're creeps. They're crazy men. And these crazy men, their entire life, they would get beaten up for that. And now, all of a sudden, they have to be accepted. So you've got two things going on at the same time." "Right, right, right. For sure," Steve-O concurred, to which Rogan replied, "And by the way, it's men that are the problem. No one gives a fuck about trans men going into the men's bathroom. Come on in. Who cares?" "Right," the Jackass star reiterated. Rogan went on to stress, "You can't say you're not allowed to use the bathroom where you work. That's not true. You're just not allowed to use the women's room where other women are in there, because you're not a woman." "You know what, you make a very, very good point," Steve-O admitted. Steve-O went on to say that he didn't get the impression that the transgender person he talked to was one of these creepy pervert ed men Rogan had been describing. "I didn't get any of this sense that this was a creepy pervert, anything like that," he said. Watch below. "They don't have to be a creepy pervert, but it's still a man," Rogan argued, to which Steve-O replied, "Understood. I just thought, man, I heard what they had to say, about, you know, politicians trying to put them in internment camps. Who's doing that? What politicians are saying they should be put in internment camps?" Rogan asked. "There might be one kook out there that's saying that to try to get attention. There's no movement to try to put transgender people in internment camps." The podcast host went on to ask Steve-O, "Do you know who's killed more people than ICE this year? Trans shooters. Do you know the majority of these high school shootings have been transgender people?" "I did not know that," Steve-O answered. Rogan continued. "Yeah, it's a lot of them. You know why? Because they're giving them psych medications. They're giving them a bunch of crazy hormones, and a lot of them probably have mental struggles already. And they're ostracized from society, and fill in the blank. Then they're empowered by thinking that the world has done something bad to them and that there's like a genocide against trans people. They attack J.K. Rowling, and they attack all these people." Martina Navratilova, who's like a famous lesbian for being a bigot because she doesn't want biological men competing with women in tennis. "It's nuts, man. And it's, like, either you go by biology or you do not. Either you go by X, Y chromosome or then you're in this weird fucking gray area where someone could just tell you they're a woman. And that's how you get men in women's prisons." "All right, you've convinced me," Steve-O replied. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.